Negoyim Perik Yudalad Mishnah Ches, Lazech Nishmas Moshe Kapel Ben Yehoshua, continuing the description of the purification process, the Tahara of the Metzorah. We are now up to the very last stage. He was a Mechusar Kippurim. In the previous Mishnah, we said that he brings three Karbonas, a Chatas, an Oshem, and an Ola. But he has a problem in that he is not allowed into the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. The furthest the Metzorah Mechusar Kippurim is allowed to go is the Ezras Nashim, the outer courtyard, what they call the women's courtyard. He can't come into the Azara where his karbanas have to be brought, so he is going to stand in the doorway instead. This is going to be a little bit of a throwback to our days when we learned Midos, and it involved geography of the Beis HaMikdash, so we'll do our best to describe it. Bolo Eitzel HaAsham. So the first karban that the Metzorah brings is the Asham, which is the one that has to be a sheep. Under 1 year old, even a poor person has to bring a sheep. The Metzorah first brings the sheep, the flour, and the oil to the Nicanor gate, which was the gate into the Azara, but from the Ezras Nashim into the Azara at the top of 15 steps where the Levium used to sing Shira. This is the main entrance to the Azara. Since the Metzorah can't come in, he stands in the doorway of the Nicanor gate, which does not have the Kedusha of the Azara itself, so he's allowed to stand there. So the Metzorah gets in the gateway. The log of oil and the live sheep are lifted up, says the Torah, and waved in six directions. East, west, north, south, not necessarily in that order, up and down. And that's performed just inside the Nicanor gate, where the Kohen stands next to the Metzorah in the gateway to do the waving. Only the Kohen waves the sheep. And then, the Samach Shtei Yadav Alav, the Metzorah, since he's the owner of the carbon, has to perform smicha. He reaches into the Azara, where the rest of him doesn't go yet, puts his hands on the sheep, rests his full weight on the sheep's head. His hands are allowed to do this smicha. Ushechato, and then the shechita happens. The Mishnah seems to imply that the Metzorah himself does the shechita, but it can be any adult Jew in good standing. It can be a Kohen, it can be a non-Kohen. Shechita is allowed to be done by anybody. V'kiblu, also a woman as well, V'kiblu shnei kohanim ezdamo. Two kohanim inside the Azara receive the blood of the Asham in as it's coming out. Echad b'chli, one in a kli shares, and v'echad b'yad, the second kohen catches some of the blood in his hand because there is going to have to be some dabbing of that blood. Not to be confused with dabbing up Cam Newton. Zeshe kibel b'kli ba uzroko al kiram zbeach. The one who received the dam in a kli shares then brings it over to the mizbeach, a little further away from the Nicanor gate where he's standing, and throws the blood against the northeastern and southwestern corners of the mizbeach, which is the way an asham is handled. It touches that way all four sides of the mizbeach. Vizesh kibol biyad balo etzel hametzorah. The kohen who accepted some of the blood in his hand then comes over to the metzorah, where he's standing in the gateway. The Metzorah has already performed tevilah in a mikvah in the chamber of the Metzorahs, as they called it in the Beis HaMikdash. This mikvah was in the northwest corner of the Ezras Nashim, basically to the right of where he is standing now. As one faces into the Azara and climbs the steps, the Lishkas Metzorahim was on the right, and that's where the mikvah was located. He is used to being Tameh, and so we make him go to the mikvah one last time in case he touched anything Tameh between his going to the mikvah yesterday on his last day of Tul Yom and when he has to bring the Korbanos today. It is only a chumrah. He doesn't really require to go to the mikvah again, but we're worried that since he might have been for weeks, even months, where he was Tameh and didn't pay attention, maybe he became Tameh in the interim. Bava Amad Bishar Nicanor, and now he has come back, as we said before, into the Shar Nicanor, the Nicanor gate, for the waving and for the smicha. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lohi Yitzarach Tvila, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, he went to the mikvah yesterday, he doesn't have to go to the mikvah today, but we follow the Tanakhama just in case we have him go to the mikvah. Mishnah Tes, Hichnis Rosho. Now, after he's done smicha and the blood has been accepted, now the Metzorah sticks his head into the Azara from under the doorway, because the blood that was accepted by the Kohen in his hand has to be dabbed onto the body of the Metzorah in very specific places. So the Metzorah is very careful to keep the rest of his body outside through the gateway, but his head he sticks in. The first thing the Kohen does is he puts some of the blood of the asham that he got in his hand onto the tznuch ozen hayamonis, on the tznuch of the metzora's ear. Now, the tznuch in English is rendered as something called anti-helix, is the phrase for it, technically speaking. What the traditional translation was is the middle ridge of the ear. The outer ear has a spiral shape on the inside, what they call the helix, and there is the tznuch is called the gader emtsoi, the middle fence, where the curve of two ridges in the ear, it's kind of between them. So it's not the outermost curve, and if you don't want to be rude, but you could stick your finger into your ear or onto the surface of your ear to check, there's one top ridge under the very outside curve. Then there's a middle area that's between two bumps. It's almost like a valley, almost, between two ridges. And then there's the innermost ridge, which is where the ear opening is. So it's the middle ridge where it's going to be dabbed. Yado venosan al bohen yado. Once the metzora's ear has been touched with blood, then he pulls his head back and he puts his hand into the azara, and the kohen puts the blood of the asham onto his thumb. The middle joint of the thumb, if you really want to be technical. And finally, raglo, then the metzora puts his foot into the azara, and the kohen puts v'nasan al bohen raglo, the dam ha'asham, on his big toe. So the middle ridge of his ear, his thumb, and then his big toe are where the applications happen. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shalosh tam hayu machnes ke'echad. Rabbi Yehuda says that the metzora has to put all three of these inside the azara at the same time. So he stands in the Nicanor gate and puts his head, hand, and foot inside the azara at the same time. This way, he's not sticking his tummy head in, pulling it back, sticking his tummy hand in, pulling it back. That would be multiple times. The Chachamim say, are you kidding? If he starts reaching the entire right side of his body in to get to his ear, his thumb, and his big toe at the same time, he'll fall in, and then his whole body, or even most of his body, will be in, and the Torah doesn't allow that. And so the Chachamim disagree. Ein lo bo'en yad, if the Metzora doesn't have a thumb, bo'en regel, or he doesn't have a big toe, ozen yamanis, or he doesn't have a right ear because of some tragic forklift accident earlier in life, ein lo tahara olamis, he can never become tahar. It has to be done exactly the way the Torah says, which is that it has to be done on these appendages. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Nosan Hual Makomon. Rabbi Eliezer says, look, it's not his fault that he doesn't have a thumb, a toe, and an ear. So what we do is we put it on the place where the thumb, toe, or ear used to connect to the body. And that way he can be tahar by having it put in the right spot. Rabbi Shimon Omer Im Nosan Al Shel Smol Yotza. Rabbi Shimon says that even though the Torah says that it should be on the right side, the right ear, right thumb, right big toe, then what we could do in this situation is better to put it on a big toe that's the wrong big toe. So put it on the left big toe, or the left ear, or the left thumb, and that would be sufficient for his tahara.